In-depth news features from NHK World Japan. Sudan grapples with humanitarian crisis after year of fighting. A year of conflict in Sudan has left thousands dead and forced millions to flee their homes. As fighting continues intermittently in the capital and elsewhere, the United Nations says the need for aid is urgent. Armed clashes between Sudan's military and the paramilitary RSF have escalated significantly since the outbreak of fighting on April 15, 2023. The violence, centered around the capital Khartoum, shows no signs of easing, with devastating consequences for the civilian population. The United Nations estimates that casualties reached 14,790 by early March, based on data obtained by an NGO specializing in conflict zones. The organization says there are fears the true figure could be far higher. More than 8.2 million people have been forced to flee their homes, and roughly 1.7 million of those have sought refuge in neighboring countries such as Egypt and Chad. The deteriorating security situation has prompted the evacuation of embassies and UN agencies from Khartoum, hampering efforts to assess and respond to the crisis effectively. Meanwhile, the humanitarian toll continues to mount, with an estimated 18 million Sudanese facing severe food insecurity and around 3.8 million children under the age of 5 suffering from malnutrition. Despite the pressing need for assistance, international aid efforts have fallen short. The United Nations says the country needs $2.7 billion this year, but only 6% of that figure has been raised. With global attention diverted to conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, the United Nations is appealing for an increase in support to ensure the humanitarian crisis doesn't worsen.